Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spirited voting, champ and chump this week. 248-539-9797 to get your champ and chump votes in. Who had the best weekend? Who needs to be called out? We will post on our website on Tuesday. Who do people select as champ and chump of the weekend? Talk some Tigers to open it up. And of course, there's a lot to talk about. That team is playing so stinking well. What impressed you most over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 in Toronto against the Jays? Now they're going up against one of the hottest teams in baseball, although the weather's not good for tonight. But St. Louis at one point was 12-17. They are now 26-21. So they're playing much better. And the Tigers, obviously right now, have tracked in a very positive direction. Best record in baseball all by themselves. We asked the question before the break. Schwartzman, Robert Schwartzman. I say that name, you tell me the profession. Unnamed texter, Robert Schwartzman, divorce attorney. With Klingerman, Ingersoll, Stone, and Schwartzman. Robert Schwartzman, golf course architect. That's from William in Birmingham.
Okay.
Robert Schwartzman, chess master. That's from an unnamed texter. Robert Schwartzman sounds like an agent. That's from Brian in Berkeley.
Does sound like an agent.
Bobby Schwartzman is a plastic surgeon. That's from Bruno. Robert Schwartzman, notary public. Mike in Westland, I know the answer because I'm a big fan, but he sounds like a financial advisor. And then an unnamed texter sent out the following, and some of you knew this, and Gator, you did. Rookie pole sitter at this year's Indy 500. That's right. Robert Schwartzman is atop the field at the Indy 500, qualifying over the weekend. Congratulations to him.
Good for Bob.
Robert Schwartzman.
He's is he from Germany?
No, he's actually got dual citizenship. I think he's Israeli and Russian.
Wow, really?
I'm dead serious.
Because he speaks English, but there is an accent. There is a heavy accent to it. But he could not have been happier. And I saw last night at SportsWorks that they had some footage of him being interviewed afterwards. And he's just happy as hell and excited.
Yeah.
To be this young, be a rookie, and set the pole 232 miles an hour.
Here you go. He was born in Tel Aviv, Israel, was raised in St. Petersburg. His nationality is listed as Russian-Israeli.
Mm.
So, there you go, Robert Schwartzman.
Good luck, Bob.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Phil is in Southgate, and I'm 97 on the ticket.
What's going on, fellas?
Phil!
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on the already attractive free agent, that being Mitch Marner. Sure, it would be awesome, and that would be, I guess, goal or acquisition number one to obtain. But just watching that game last night, just watching Florida's defense and how they just dominated the puck, and whether it was the defensive end or in the neutral zone, and just, you know, made the Maple Leafs look like they were lost for pretty much the entire game. Big Mo needs some help back on our D line, and I think along with Marner, you know, just like someone take a text in, like open check, which I agree. But it would also be nice to add some younger, but obviously some veteran defensive help for our team. And it'd be nice to get the Red Wings as in part of the talk of town, along with our first place Detroit Tigers and, you know, what the Pistons and the Lions have been doing.
I keep waiting for you to say a name. I thought you were going to give us – you wanted to add on the blue line.
Well, I know about 5 or 10 minutes ago someone had said something about Ekblad, and I know he's kind of like a often injured type of guy, but that Florida defense, I'm not sure if any of their other defensemen are unrestricted free agents or how that's looking, but Ekblad would be a great add. I'm sure there are other free agents in the offseason here, but I would really like to see them along, obviously, with Marner, just add another solid defender or two. And
yeah, I would imagine that they would like to they'd consider that for sure, to look at bolstering the blue line. But I also probably think that they're looking within on the defense and seeing if guys can take steps forward. Will Albert Johansson be better now that he's got a season under his belt? You obviously love Seider and Edvinson. Axel Sandin Pellikka is going to get a shot, you would imagine, to make this club next year. But they've got other spots you're not sure about. Is Ben Chiarot going to be with this team, you know, or other players? You know, Jeff Petrie, he's a free agent now, so they can let Petrie go. But do they have the guys in the minors that are ready to take that step up? You know, that's kind of to be determined. I think it's going to be a very competitive training camp this year on the blue line for the Red Wings. But they could absolutely add in free agency. They need the right players. I love it. Ekblad'd be great. But yep, again,
he is a free agent.
Just don't count on him playing 80 games this year. But yes, he is a free agent.
Thank you, Phil. 248-539-9797. It's a huge offseason for Steve Yzerman. I mean, I don't want to overstate the case. And I don't know if anybody would disagree with it. This feels like this offseason is Yzerman's last stand.
Yeah, he does.
He's got to have a great offseason.
I think he does. I think he does as well. And this team has to take big strides to becoming a playoff team, to being a playoff team, not becoming. You have to be a playoff team this upcoming season. Yep. Too close the last few years to say that, oh, well, the fourth time, we'll give another. No, we're not giving it another couple. I mean, this has to happen. And I think it's things organically. Look, is this plan gone as quickly as Yzerman wanted it to? No, I imagine absolutely not. But what he has done is, I don't want to use the term stockpile, because I think the Tigers have kind of stockpiled the minors. Have the Red Wings stockpiled it? I don't think they've stockpiled it, but they got a lot of guys that are kind of ready to give them their chance and run with it, and we'll see how far they can go with it. But I do like the future of this team. But the future needs to be, you need to help it along too. And adding a guy like Marner would definitely help that.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike in Westlander next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, just wanted to piggyback more on the Robert Schwartzman thing. Also appreciate you guys reading my text. I was the guy who texted about the financial advisor, but, I'm a big fan of motorsports, and I was reading more into this guy and saw, and I don't 100% know if this is true, but saw a few people talking about how his engineer on the team actually has a full-time job at SpaceX and is like using his PTO to run the Indy 500 with him. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Wow. So part-time team engineer.
Yeah, and now they're sitting on the pole for arguably the biggest race in the world.
That's cool. That's really cool. I mean, look, this is the Indy 500. I'll watch because I watch every year, and it's got a great history and tradition. And look, I love that we have an Indy race here now. So I'm not into it as I once was. But.
Yes, and well, I'm a big NASCAR guy, so I'll watch the Indy 500 every year. But now with Kyle Larson doing both the Indy 500 and then hopefully the Coke 600 this year, and hopefully the weather allows him to actually do it, unlike he was able to do last year.
Can you?
That'll be.
You said you're a big NASCAR guy. Can you help me with something?
Yeah.
The All-Star race they just had, North Wilkesboro. When's the last time they ran at North Wilkesboro?
So this is their third year doing it. So they did it in 23, 24, and now 25.
I'm sorry.
So
When was it last a regular NASCAR race? Was
I think 95.
Okay.
95 around that time. So I know I'm pretty confident Jeff Gordon won the last one there when he was still a kid.
So the track has been retired since 1995, and now they use it for this All-Star race?
Yeah, so they had Dale Earnhardt Jr. kind of started this, I don't know, 2019-ish era around pre-COVID or right around COVID somewhere in that, 19 to 21 window where they had trees and grass and a bunch of crap growing in the track itself, through the pavement and all that. And so they did a big refurbished job on it. So iRacing, the video game, could scan it and add it into their software. And they did such a good enough job that they were able to race on it. And then 2023, the first year of the All-Star race, they still had the old asphalt on it.
Yeah.
And then they repaved it for last year's race and now continue to use it, and actually had a decent race yesterday. Even being that it's an All-Star exhibition race that isn't necessarily taken as serious as a regular season race.
The answer to Doug's question was yes, you can help him with a NASCAR question.
Dude, this guy could have helped me with a ton of NASCAR stuff. Mike knows his stuff. The reason I asked is because I'm sort of fascinated with going back to a place that, the old school. People talk about retro this, retro that. They actually went back. This isn't we're going to make a jersey that looks like it or paint a car to look like it or whatever the case. They went back to a place that they don't race. And obviously they've done it for a couple of years now, as Mike said. Obviously you knew that.
Yeah.
I've talked about three places we have here in Detroit. Three places I'd like to see go back. See our teams go back and play. And we'll get to that coming up today at 12:18. Plus your phone calls and feedback. Your open lines on a Monday. Champ and Chump votes, get them in. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals are going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $19.99 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH, saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household. 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd. So, Gator, you looked at me with a perplexed look on your face when I asked NASCAR guy for the history of North Wilkesboro, the track.
Yeah, I was like, where are you going with
it? Yep. So I was going somewhere. It wasn't just sort of a random, let's interview Mike, the NASCAR fan. I've talked about going back to old stadiums as part of I think it'd be fun trip back in time, and it'd be cool for everybody involved, whether you were there or not, obviously. And I've talked about the Detroit Stars Negro League team. I've got one for Michigan, Michigan State, and a Detroit team. The Detroit Stars Negro League team played at Hamtramck Stadium, and it's still standing. I think it'd be so cool if the Tigers went back and played a game there. And it's tiny, it's small, but that's not the point. It just brings more attention to the Negro League team that played here in Detroit, which baseball really does a good job of paying homage to that era of the game, Major League Baseball now. It'd be a throwback. It would be really cool. And I've only seen pictures of the place. I imagine it would take a lot of refurbishment to make it Major League quality.
Probably millions and millions of dollars.
But I love the thought of doing that, going back and playing in that old ballpark. I think it'd be an awesome gesture and bring a lot of attention to an era long gone. That's one. Two is Michigan State basketball. Go play a game in Jenison Fieldhouse. I think that would be awesome. Old school.
Springy floor.
Yeah, very springy floor.
Players all of a sudden add 5 inches to their vertical leap.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah.
And three is, how about Michigan basketball go play a game at Yost Ice Arena? Great old barn. They used to play basketball there. You could just, you know, I mean, how many places put a basketball court over ice? It can be done. I don't know. I've always had these thoughts of go back to these old school places just once.
Just once?
Just once.
Just get it done. Just one time. One time.
I mean, costs, of course, are the biggest. These things aren't cheap. You don't just refurbish an entire stadium and suddenly make it major league caliber. I mean, that Hamtramck, historic Hamtramck Stadium, I imagine would need a lot of work. But these things have been kicking around in my head. So when I saw the NASCAR race was back at North Wilkesboro, and back when I worked at 1050 and had to do three races, three shows every race weekend from out at the track, I learned a lot more about NASCAR than I ever imagined. And North Wilkesboro was one of those tracks that was in use back then. And so I kind of heard the name.
Yeah, the problem with this is obviously trying to think of places that are old that are still around.
Yep.
And locally, it's not easy. I mean, you've found a way to do it with both Michigan and Michigan State, with Jenison and Yost. That would be interesting for sure. And could easily happen. You could easily make that happen. And for Michigan State, I mean, go play a Jenison, have one of those early exhibition games there. Why not?
248-539-9797. I'm just looking at some pictures of this Hamtramck field, too. It looks like it's in great shape. Now, when this picture was taken, I don't know.
Is this where the soccer stadium is?
I think it's really close to where DCFC plays. But anyway, just a thought. Oh, let's get back to your open line calls. We go to D in Detroit. You're next. What's up, D?
DK.
Hey.
DK, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, before I get to my point, man, I want the Sonics and had that Smasher Burger Gator.
Yeah.
Bro, uh-oh. You talk about top of the line. It was hot and juicy, and the cheese and the special sauce. Hey, bro, that was the best burger I done had in a while. And I'm so mad now because it's a damn thing. This one in Warren, Roseville, Centerline, Detroit, downtown Detroit. Can we get a Sonics to spread its wings, bro? You know what I'm saying? Because that's a damn good burger, man. I was impressed.
Gator, now you know.
I listen, smash burgers are great. Love smash burgers. You know, you just
gotta be
get
Sonics,
that thin
though.
Patty. It's got to be Sonic, place. He says. Okay, I haven't had
Sonics.
It. I said, you know, last week or the week before, I'm afraid of ordering at Sonic because there's, like, no menu.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, exactly. You can't go. It's a drive-in place or drive-through place, and it feels like, I don't know, I've only been there once or twice, and I just get overwhelmed because I feel like you have to know what you're ordering before you get there. I need to look
That's
at it.
For you got
to
watch the commercial, Gator. You got to watch the commercials, bro. They hype you up with the commercials alone. Now let me get to my point, homie. Probably,
I'll start watching some TV then.
Okay. Now, when Ben Johnson left, man, I'm not going to lie. I was shaking on needles and pins, bro. I was worried, like, man, this offense just might not be the same. But after hearing Coach John Morton speak over the weekend, my confidence in this offense is back where it was, bro. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be as good as it was, but I don't think it's going to fall off that much, you know, as far as points per game and being creative. So I just want to say, bro, I'm feeling real good about Coach Morton and his philosophies and what he got planned. And he kept saying Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl in all his statements. So that told me this man has a plan, bro. Super Bowl or bust. Love the show, fellas.
So you know what? The one thing, there's a lot of angst, and I didn't get it. The coordinator's being changed for the Lions. The guy that hired the coordinators, I mean, it's Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. They're going to know some people. They're going to have a chance to go out and get guys that they – let's just say this. Were they shocked they lost Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn? Of course not.
Not even a little.
Had they started to compile a list of people they wanted? And given that they've done a great job building a staff in the first place, sure, you'd like to build a powerhouse staff and keep it together forever – but they had time to prepare for this. I'm reasonably optimistic that people who have made some really good decisions will continue to make really good decisions, talking about Holmes and Dan Campbell. I think they're going to continue making really good decisions.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. You know, the time was right for those guys to get those jobs, and you knew it was going to happen. It was inevitable. When you have success like this, this is what happens.
Yep.
With successful teams. I know it's hard to think that that's where we're at as Lions fans or Lions as an organization, but this is going to continue going on. Not only are they going to be plucking coaches to become head coaches, they're going to take assistant coaches to become coordinators. We've already started to see that.
Another takeaway from that call is I'm totally on board with D's food reviews. If he's gonna like try stuff and call up and review it for us, DM. I'm on board with that. Are you okay with that?
I mean, you're not gonna have a smash burger.
But. Oh no, but I like listening to him talk.
Can you do a smash turkey burger?
I've tried.
Or does it just fall apart?
I suspect that there are better ways to do it. I got to do some research on that. But I like the concept outside on the griddle. Yeah.
Well, you do have one.
I do have one.
And you do make turkey burgers.
Let's go to Rich in Shelby Township. You're next. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're great. Right, thank you.
I'm telling you, man, Caller D is like Jules from Pulp Fiction. That is one tasty burger.
That is.
Two quick things before I get to my champ and chump. First of all, it's thank God that referee's okay from last night. Wow. He got clipped just over the eye, and they took care of him, and it didn't hit him in the eye with the stick. I don't know if you guys watched the game or not.
That was scary. That was scary.
It was. There was all that blood on the ice. It's amazing that officials don't get hurt more, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that was the blade of the stick got underneath the visor and clipped him. It looked like it was just above the eye. I mean, I didn't hear anything that said like it was his eye, but it looked like it was maybe just above it. He bled a lot. I mean, that was a lot of blood. That's a lot of watermelon slush out there on the ice.
Yeah. It's too bad caller Tony wasn't in Toronto last night. He might have been able to help the Leafs win the game. So
I'm okay. I'm okay with the result.
Me too. My champ is Spencer Torkelson. The Tigers are doing obviously great this year, and Spencer's just turned everything around, you know, and everything. And just like I think you pointed out, Gator, he's got one less home run than he did all of last year.
No, he's got one more than he had all last year.
Oh, one more. Okay. And same thing with the RBIs.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, and the chump is Toronto, and I do want to get to the Mitch Marner point too. Toronto being the chump for losing, they were up 2-0 and actually up 3-1 in game 3, and they lost in overtime and stuff like that. And I know everybody's on the Mitch Marner train right now, but the player that I want, and I talked with Kenny last week, we had a little disagreement on it. I'd like to see Sam Bennett here. He's the same age. He's 28. He's got more goals in the playoffs. He's played like 10 more playoff games and stuff, but I think he could help Larkin be a true leader. I don't think Marner coming in here would help in the leadership role that I think Sam Bennett would. And then Neil Pionk, I believe he played for Winnipeg this year. He's a free agent. He's a big kid too. And stuff. So I'd like to see that's my choice is Sam Bennett.
So interesting you say that because I got happened as we're having the discussion, got my phone buzzed. I looked down. It was a hockey guy who's let's just say he knows what he's talking about. He told me Sam Bennett. He said Sam Bennett is the kind of guy that's tough to play against, that'd be a cheaper option that would make the Red Wings better, and he is available.
And he's a playoff performer. He's got, I looked up his stats compared to Marner's stats, they're kind of similar. Marner's like an assist hero. He doesn't have the goal scoring. And in the series against Florida, he had one goal, and I think it was 3 assists, and the one goal he had was in the first game.
Thank you for the phone call.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch Marner's a point of game guy, and he's not a big goal scorer. He's going to score 25 to 30 goals. But what he's also going to do is dish out 60 assists. So you're getting twice the production out of that than you would from Sam Bennett. I like Sam Bennett too. But Sam Bennett's coming off his best season where he had 51 points this past year. And it's nice, but I worry about Sam Bennett. Does he end up being the next guy? Is he the next Compher? Is he the next Cop? Veteran players that you bring in
kind of
that are at this point of their career where maybe they should be the prime years at age 28, but you know, is this the best he can be is 51 points, 25 goals? I'll take 25 goals. I'll take 51 points. And I like the intangibles he brings, but I don't know if that's enough. I mean, if that's an addition to Marner, absolutely. But I don't know if they can sign both.
97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you need a new garage door, I'm telling you, the only place to call is Precision Garage Door Services. This is what I did a couple years ago, and I couldn't be happier. They came out right away, walked me through the entire process. We went through all the options, and I picked out the perfect doors for my house. Here's what's great for you. They've got a warehouse where they house tons of garage doors. They have them there in stock, so they might be able to install a garage door for you in as little as 24 hours. How's that for service? It's awesome. They offer the industry's leading warranty, by the way. It's called the Precision Promise, and all calls are answered 24/7 by a live person. Now, you can call them at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, but there's another way, too. You can go online and schedule an appointment at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com. That way, it works for you, it works for them, you get the job done, and you'll be completely satisfied. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or again, schedule an appointment at precisiondoormi.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Get back to the Tigers coming up today at 1248. What a great weekend. What impressed you most about the Tigers this weekend? And there were some things that stood out, but what really caught your eye? What is your number one Tiger takeaway from three games, and Toronto took 2 of 3, best record in baseball. Let's go to Lou in Dearborn Heights. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Lou.
Yeah, I worked baseball. I'm an umpire, and I worked baseball back at Hamtramck Stadium back in the early 80s. Oh. And it was in sad shape then, and they finally ended up condemning the seating area behind home plate because it was just so bad. But they got a federal grant about 5 years ago, and the seating area has been completely redone. The roof over it is completely redone. Everything's brand new over there. The dugouts, unfortunately, would never hold a major league team. It's basically a recreation baseball diamond, and if you can get 15 guys in there, that's a lot. But they've got a snow fence, it's in good shape. The grounds crew over there has done wonders with the diamond. It's you don't get hardly any bad hops over there, and it's in good shape.
So that's interesting. Look, I had thought that the field would probably be one of the bigger challenges. And yes, Gator, you asked, this is the one right near Keyworth. And we bring it up just because it was a thought after Major League or the NASCAR race went to North Wilkesboro, went back to an old place that had been closed down. And, you know, I've always thought, if they're ever going to pay homage to the Negro Leagues, could they play a game at that Hamtramck Stadium where the Detroit Stars played? And that's what led to this phone call. I just wanted to explain for people just joining us. There's no question that it would have to come with massive upgrades to certain things to get major leaguers to be able to play there. So in your case, you say the dugouts.
Yeah, the dugouts, you can only seat about, you might be able to cram 1,000 people inside underneath the stands.
Yep.
But it's, everything's new there.
So, I'm sure they, like, Major League Baseball pays homage to Little League with the game in Williamsport every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seat a ton of people.
No, it's a special event. It's a one-off, and it's great.
And that's what I would suggest that this would be, is just kind of a one-off, right? Somebody asked a question, is it possible to play a Major League Baseball game on the old Tiger Stadium field?
Mm.
I think it is. I think the field is there and is still regular dimensions. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's still super deep to center field. I mean, there's condos that surround it, and
right, there's all
you
types
wouldn't be able to sit in very many
it.
People, but that's...
And it's no longer grass, right? Isn't it all field turf?
Yes, it is field turf. So, I mean, you could do it, but just like everything else, you know, it would be... It's not, you're not making the money on the tickets. Just do it to do it, because it might be cool, you know?
Right, but you're looking at revisiting old historic stuff. Like having the Tigers play at Jimmy John's Field doesn't make sense.
No, having them play.
But playing at the former site of Tiger Stadium would, if they. But again, you're sacrificing a lot to do it, but it's just for the fun of doing it.
So Jimmy John's Field has the USPBL up there in Utica. Is that league ever going to expand? Remember there was some talk about that?
There was talk there was going to get another stadium built in like Canton or something like that, that they would.
And then maybe put 4 teams there. And I mean, I suppose the fact that they're still around, how long has the USPBL been around? I would say whatever they've done is successful.
Yeah, like 8 years, something like that, 7 years. I don't know.
I remember.
It says it started in 2016.
Wow. I mean, for what it is?
Go Beavers.
You a Beavers fan?
Big Beaver fan.
I think that's geographically what Gator would have to root for. Like, yeah. Right? Isn't it Troy Bloomfield or something?
I got the names in front of me.
The Bloomfield Beavers.
Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers.
Birmingham, okay.
The East Side Diamond Hoppers. The Utica Unicorns. And the West Side Woolly Mammoths. But this league has carved out its little niche.
Yeah, and they use the stadium for other events, too. I know that they've had some college games there.
Is it Lawrence Tech
plays
there?
Lawrence Tech has played there. It's a great stadium. It's a great environment, you know? Mm-hmm. Got the concessions right there. The parking's right there. You just, you know, kind of walk on up to the stadium. It's pretty cool.
Kang, have you taken the girls to a game there?
Oh, yeah. We go at least once a year.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's a good time that the kids run the bases. There's fireworks usually. And I think they're like... I think it's like time limits. Like they definitely get you out by like 9:30 or something. You know what I mean? Like it's one of those, we're playing to a certain time. You know when you're getting out of there. But yeah, I mean, it's local. You get that baseball feel. Smells like a, you know, a stadium, all that good stuff you usually get. You know what I mean? When you go to a game, it's different. That's the advantages of going to a game other than staying home. Because I know everyone loves staying at home watching games. I do too, by the way. But there is a different feel when you go to a live sporting event, no matter what it is, right? And Doug, you're at like a lot of high school games, that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you feel the gymnasium or the field or whatever.
Yep. No, it's really cool that they've carved out this niche and it works for them. So the whole idea, where I'm sitting here going, why didn't they expand? Well, they got a business model that's working. You'd want some assurances that it was going to, you'd be able to expand it. Let's see. Fat Mark in Brighton says, Champ, Busch Light Apple got 230 packs on Saturday. Chump the Toronto Maple Leafs if only they liked hockey up there.
That's aggressive.
Super aggressive.
230 packs?
That's 60, I think.
If I see 230 packs the next time, I'm buying 230 packs. This has been tough to find. You don't know how many people have texted us over the last couple of weeks saying, where do you find it?
Wow.
Because I think they're selling out. People love the Bapple.
Busch Light Apple doesn't just grow on trees, right, Doug?
Wouldn't it be Blapple?
I know. My kid said, oh, Dad, you like Bapples? And I'm like, oh, Bapple? Is that what the kids call it? So, Champ, the Leafs for losing game 7 yet again, making Wings fans happy. Chump, John Rahm for his epic collapse.
Oh. That's just too bad. You know, Rahm had gotten a tie. They were at 9 under, and he was playing well and moving up, and Scotty Scheffler wasn't playing well. He was moving down. Oh, man, you just hate to see it that John Rahm just, you know, put one in the drink and couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle the pressure.
Gator doesn't like the live guys.
Neither do you.
Neither do I. So
Rahm really pisses me off, though.
Why?
Because he's the one guy. He went later on to live. He was the guy who was up front and said, I don't need the money. You know, I'm getting paid just fine here, and the legacy is fine. And then what does he do? He goes to live.
Yeah.
Hmm.
248.
It's just too bad because I like John Rahm.
Well, not anymore, apparently. 248-539-9797. Let's get to some Tiger stuff. What was your favorite thing of the weekend? What stood out to you? When you look back at the three games in Toronto, what was the number one observation? We will get to ours today at 1246. As Tigers take 2 of 3, best record in baseball. You guys hear me talk about Twin Peaks a lot, usually about how they offer up the best game day atmosphere in the state, how they serve up the coldest draft beer you've ever had, and, of course, the beautiful and hospitable Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. And, of course, there's the Scratch Kitchen. Well, Twin Peaks is offering up something new, catering. That food you crave can be yours at work, at your house party, at your tailgate. They offer up a wide variety of party packs featuring favorites like their chicken fried chicken, the street tacos, char-grilled salmon, steak salads, and so much more. My favorite, the Chipotle chicken. There isn't a sports bar in the world that can compete with their food. And now you can make your favorite lodge for lunch and you can have it all at work if you so choose. Their wing packs are perfect for tailgates. Call the store and speak to a manager for details or check them out online at easycater.com. EasyCater.com. If you've never been to Twin Peaks, you've got basketball and hockey playoffs as well as Detroit baseball action tonight. So stop by your closest lodge and see for yourself. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Carson Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Gator? Ha! I mean, we knew it was going to come to an end, but Thunder Nuggets is over.
Oh, it's never over. It'll never be over, Doug.
Yeah.
You can't just toss away those Thunder Nuggets.
Well, Thunder Nuggets is over for now. But we're on to Thunder Wolves. I would not want to mess with a Thunder Wolf.
I want nothing to do with a Thunder Wolf.
No, thank you.
Or a group of them to make them Thunder Wolves. No.
I'm not going to mess with a Thunder Wolf. Thunder Nuggets, and then if we get to the Thunder Pacer, the Thunder Knicks, it doesn't work as well.
No.
But the Thunder Nuggets series was fantastic.
Although
Game 7 Thunder Nuggets wasn't elite.
I find this interesting, though. I mean, we get these four teams are now playing for an NBA championship. Mm-hmm. It's so fresh. Minnesota, Oklahoma City, neither of those teams have ever won. You get Indiana, who hasn't won. And you get the Knicks, who haven't been relevant since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a Knicks-Pacers series, which actually is a pretty great rivalry over the years. Initially started off with the Knicks beating the Pacers, but then the Pacers have beaten the Knicks, I think, three or four of the last four times they played. And they played last year, and the Pacers won, I think, in seven games. So it's a good rivalry. We're going to get some new blood winning championships, which is... I think it's always healthy for the sport. Yep. Not going to be healthy for the ratings. I can't imagine. I mean, New York would draw, but the other ones aren't going to draw as much. But nonetheless, it's kind of cool. Was that mid-yawn with a comment?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I wasn't yawning at you. It just fatigue setting in. I can't stand the two teams playing for the Eastern Conference Championship. I mean, I can't stand them.
I hear you.
The lesser of two evils is the Pacers, but I feel less comfortable rooting for the Pacers than I did rooting for the Celtics, which is a really weird place. I'm in a strange place in life. I might need some therapy.
Wow.
Go West. Whoever wins the Thunderwolf series, that's who I'm rooting for. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. E is in Detroit and next. Hello, E.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I gotta give you my champ, my chump.
Let's hear it.
My champ is the Tigers. I mean, what they're doing right now this past weekend was amazing.
Yep.
That's my champ, and my chump has to be the, unfortunately, the Denver Nuggets for giving up an 18-4 run in a game seven. How do you get it up in a game seven? They had the momentum going, the crowd was quiet, and then boom, here comes the Thunder. And I got two chumps, actually. I got one more chump. For life of me, I don't understand how this chump called in about Ryan Day and suck eyes, man. That is the chump of the year. You don't call this great radio station talking about Ryan Crybaby Day and the suck eyes. They will not beat us this year. Go Blue, five in a row.
Thank you. Gator, you found it perplexing as well.
I don't understand people sometimes. It's like, you won, all that you can win is a championship. That's all you want. You won a national championship.
Damn,
you lost to Michigan. But you know who didn't compete for a championship this past year? Michigan. You won the national championship. It's amazing. Your program has been on cloud nine and been at the top of the game for a long time here. They got a Michigan problem, for sure. But if you can lose a game to Michigan and win a national championship, you take it 10 out of 10 times, 1,000 out of 1,000 times. If you don't, you're unhinged.
All right, let me ask you a question. Yes. What was your favorite thing about this Tiger series this weekend?
I think it was Reese Olson.
Okay.
I mean, he went six innings, gave up one hit and one walk, struck out six, threw 85 pitches, and came out of the game, had a finger issue, which hopefully is nothing big. He says, yeah, it's no big deal, but did come out, had a little problem with gripping the ball. But just to see him come out and pitch as well as he did, I mean, this is the guy that just kind of goes under the radar. You don't think about Reese Olson too much because you're too busy thinking about Tarek Skubal and Jack Flaherty, the high-end guys, or Jackson Job, the rookie, or Casey Mize and what he's done this year. You kind of forget about Reese Olson, and all he does is pitch really well. It's three out of his last five starts that he's made where he hasn't given up an earned run, hasn't given up a run in three out of those five starts. The other two starts, he gave up three runs. I mean, he's pitched awfully well, awfully well.
I think my favorite thing is Spencer Torkelson was basically responsible for all the offense Saturday and Sunday. He drove in all three runs on Sunday, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he score the only run on Saturday?
Yeah, well, he hit the home run on Saturday.
And that was the only, that was their only.
That was it.
That was their only scoring, right?
Yep, they lost 2-1.
So I think that was my favorite thing. I think that was my favorite thing. What was your favorite thing about the Tiger weekend? There's so much to choose from, though. And, you know, every time we extend, Baez had a home run this week. Every time we extend the Baez, Mize, Torque stuff another day, you get just a little bit more comfortable that it's going to be a whole season thing.
Javi is turning into a tomahawk artist. I mean, swinging a high fastball and just tomahawking it out of the ballpark, and it's a no-doubter.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to watch.
248-539-9797. Brian's in Bowling Green and next. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's up? Champ and Chump. Yep. Champ, I've been watching WNBA a lot, so Indiana Fever, they played a great game, blown out Chicago Sky by like 35 points, I think it was.
You think Caitlin Clark had a triple-double, I believe, with 20,
yeah,
10,
she
and
had
10.
A triple-double.
And then she got the flagrant foul against Angel Reese.
Yeah, well, that's debatable. I don't think it was flagrant, but Chump will be Maple Leafs. Every year they get there, and every year they fail. And I wanted to ask you, WNBA is like, you know, making a comeback. Do you think Detroit's ever going to get another WNBA team? They're going to bring back the Shock?
So weren't they in the running here and didn't get it? I apologize because I haven't followed it that much, honestly. But
that's what I've heard. That Detroit was a potential for getting a WNBA team again, but then I haven't heard anything else.
Yeah. Cleveland was awarded the next, a quick Google search. Cleveland was awarded the next expansion franchise with the new team expected to be named the Rockers. Reports indicate the WNBA may consider awarding another franchise, potentially Detroit, Houston, Nashville, or Miami. So that's what I got off Google, but I really don't know. Yeah, sorry.
Hopefully Detroit gets one. It'd be big.
Well, if the league is sustainable, yeah, it is. I mean, it's certainly rejuvenated over the last couple of years, and they've got a decent TV contract now, and we'll see if it continues to grow. I hope it does.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly would be happy if Detroit. I mean, it's like the MLS thing, WNBA. If it's something more that people can do and have fun with and enjoy, I'm all for it, whether I'm into it or not.
Options. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't have to be into it, but yep. You know, if others are, great.
Yeah, I'm not mad at anybody if this is your jam and
you can get 15,000 people to come out to watch a game. Awesome.
I mean, I spent way more time watching the College Softball World Series, probably the most, well, the first round regionals, than probably most. But, you know, if you find enjoyment out of it, that's great. And yes, I saw some of the data shows that Caitlin Clark is like producing the most clicks of any athlete sure. right now.
And she's, I mean, here's the interesting thing about that league. Not that I know a ton about that league. Is it, we hear about Caitlin Clark all the time, but she's not the only star of that league.
No.
They definitely have talent in that league. Can they do enough to showcase that talent and continue to bring that league up and up and up?
248-539-9797. Champ and Chump votes. Get them into the Carson Anderson inbox. We tally up the votes and post on our website on Tuesday who the people select as Champ and Chump of the weekend. Regarding the Scooble call we got early, I love Scooble, but he had two arm surgeries. Every pitcher is one pitch away from not pitching again. Long-term contracts to pitchers are just nuts to me. Ed in a truck says, there were Jared Goff chants at Post Malone last night. I'm fine with it. If I were either Scooble or Hutchinson, there's a 0% chance I would sign a new contract this year. Why? Whoever sent this, I wish you'd explain why.
Because wait till your free agent year and
so
leverage the most you can get.
There's a degree of risk. I mean, I guess as a professional athlete, you're willing to take it, but you get the money now, it's locked up. If Hutch gets hurt again, or if Scooble hurts his arm again, I think a player that has had a significant injury that has cost them playing time, I'm not so sure it does make sense to wait a couple of years. It's something that is a factor that needs to be considered if you are in their camp. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, I'm starting to get upset at this guy. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you who it is, and you tell me what you think. We'll get to that today at 102 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.